and welcome to episode 3 of Beyond the Concept, Applying Psychology to Life, where I reflect on fascinating insights from my recent studies and connect them to real-world experiences. Today's episode is titled, Good Enough Mothering, Healing Through Presence. I'm your host, Lisa, and in this episode, we'll be exploring the work of British psychoanalyst D.W. Winnicott and his influential concept of the Good Enough Mother. This idea challenges the unrealistic pressure many of us feel to be perfect, whether in parenting, healing, or just existing. As a solo mother and survivor of domestic violence, this concept deeply resonated with me. It speaks to the healing power of presence, not just in parenting, but also in trauma recovery. Instead of striving for perfection, Winnicott's work emphasizes consistency, emotional presence, and creating a secure environment as true foundations of well-being. In this episode, I'll be sharing what I've learned, how it applies to my own experiences, and how I see it shaping my future work. Let's dive in. Donald Woods Winnicott was a British pediatrician and psychoanalyst who revolutionized the understanding of child development by emphasizing the crucial role of early relationships. His concept of the good enough mother challenged the idea that parents must be perfect, instead highlighting the importance of consistent, responsive caregiving in fostering a child's emotional well-being. As noted in A History of Psychology, Globalization, Ideas and Applications by Lawson and colleagues from 2017, Winnicott was born in Plymouth, England in 1896 and initially trained as a physician before pursuing psychoanalysis. He studied under James Strachey, a well-known analyst who had been trained by Sigmund Freud. Winnicott's dual background in medicine and psychoanalysis gave him a unique perspective on child development, particularly the mother-infant relationship. Winnicott's work focused on the parent-child relationship and how emotional development is shaped by early caregiving experiences. Unlike Sigmund Freud and Melanie Klein, who emphasize unconscious drives and internal conflicts, Winnicott believed that human development is deeply relational, shaped through secure, nurturing relationships with primary caregivers. One of his most famous statements is, "There is no such thing as a baby, only a baby and someone." This underscores his belief that infants do not develop in isolation, but within a secure, nurturing relationship with a primary caregiver. He viewed consistent, responsive caregiving as essential for healthy emotional growth and saw disruptions in this process as a root cause of psychological difficulties later in life. Throughout his career, Winnicott worked extensively with children and families, developing theories that emphasize the importance of a nurturing environment in shaping a child's sense of self. His research continues to influence modern psychology, parenting approaches, and trauma recovery, particularly in understanding the role of early relationships in emotional well-being. One of Winnicott's most influential contributions to psychology is the concept of the good enough mother. In his 1964 book, The Child, the Family, and the Outside World, Winnicott explained that a good enough mother is not a perfect mother, but is consistently responsive and present for her child's needs. Without being overbearing or entirely absent, he emphasized that small, manageable frustrations are actually beneficial for children as they help build resilience and independence. In other words, a mother doesn't have to respond instantly or flawlessly. She just needs to be good enough to provide a secure emotional foundation. This idea, which Winnicott further developed in his 1965 book, The Maturational Processes, and the facilitating environment reassures us that striving for perfection isn't necessary for raising emotionally healthy children. Winnicott's idea of the good enough mother is especially powerful when viewed through the lens of trauma and domestic violence recovery. For many survivors, parenting comes with deep self-doubt, fear of repeating harmful cycles, and immense pressure to compensate for past experiences. The pressure to be perfect can feel overwhelming, especially for those trying to heal while parenting. However, Winnicott's work reassures us that perfection is not required or even ideal. Instead, what truly matters is presence, responsiveness, and the ability to repair ruptures in relationships. This is especially relevant for survivors, as trauma can sometimes make it difficult to remain emotionally available. Yet, being good enough means showing up, even in imperfect moments, and continuing to provide a safe, consistent environment for our children. Winnicott's concept of the holding environment expands on this idea, emphasizing the role of a caregiver in providing emotional safety and containment for a child's distress. He believed that a nurturing and responsive caregiver helps a child gradually build a stable sense of self. But this idea doesn't just apply to childhood. It also plays a powerful role in trauma recovery. In therapy, for example, the relationship between a client and a therapist can function as a kind of holding space, allowing survivors to process past wounds in a safe and supportive environment. This aligns with modern trauma-informed approaches, which emphasize consistency, trust, and relational healing. Survivors don't heal in isolation. Just as infants need secure relationships for healthy development, trauma survivors need safe, stable connections to rebuild a sense of security and self-worth. Winnicott's ideas continue to shape our understanding of emotional development and healing, and his concept of the holding environment remains highly relevant today. As a solo mother and a survivor of domestic violence, Winnicott's concept of the good enough mother deeply resonates with me. Like many survivors, I have struggled with guilt and self-doubt, often wondering if I'm doing enough for my children. There have been moments when I questioned whether I was providing the stability and emotional presence they needed, especially while navigating my own healing journey. Winnicott's work helped me shift my perspective. Instead of striving for an impossible standard of parenting, I've come to understand that presence matters more than perfection. What my children need most is to know that I am here, that I listen, that I care, and that I am willing to repair moments of disconnection. I also see this concept reflected in my personal healing. Trauma often fosters an internal voice of self-criticism, telling us we're not good enough, not as parents, not as partners, and sometimes not even as people. But Winnicott's work reminds us that healing isn't about eliminating all struggles. It's about creating a stable and compassionate space for growth, self-acceptance, and resilience. This idea extends beyond parenting into therapy and trauma recovery. Just as a parent provides a holding environment for a child, a good therapist offers that same emotional containment for a survivor, providing safety, validation, and space for gradual independence. This connection between parenting and therapy is something I find incredibly powerful. Beyond my personal experience, this concept has also influenced how I think about my future work. Whether in advocacy, trauma, and abuse-informed policy reform, or supporting survivors in legal and mental health settings, I see Winnicott's ideas as foundational. His emphasis on relational healing and the importance of a secure emotional environment aligns with the kind of survivor-centered, trauma- and abuse-informed approaches I hope to contribute to. Moving forward, I want to incorporate these principles, helping survivors not only access safety, but also find spaces where they can heal, rebuild, and thrive. Thank you for tuning in to episode 3 of Beyond the Concept, Applying Psychology to Life. I hope this discussion on Winnicott's Good Enough Mother has provided some valuable insights and perhaps even a sense of reassurance in your own parenting or healing journey. If this concept resonated with you, I encourage you to reflect on how it applies in your life. Whether you're a parent, a survivor, or someone navigating self-growth, remember, you don't have to be perfect, just good enough. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to continue this conversation. Feel free to share your reflections or connect with me for future discussions. Until next time, stay inspired and keep learning.